And then she wasn't a very good cook, and I was a cook myself. Mm-hmm. And when you ain't, when you do something, you want the other to do like you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you, and she was a pretty good cook. She done very well, best she could. And you couldn't come in and show none, she'd get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't stand that in my house. Mm-hmm. And I give her one of my room, I got five. Give her one room, took all of my things out.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got one room, ain't nothing in, on a few junk in there. In the other room, we got them fixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave them like they was.
Mm-hmm.
In my dining room there, I've had people tell me, your dining room looks like my folks' dining room. I said, I worked and made it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I went and bought that stuff myself.
And so you say the saddest time was when your mother died.
Oh, that was a hard time with me. My husband was living. You see, they lived in Somersville on the other side, and I lived over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to leave home to go down to wait on her,
mm-hmm.
to help wait on her, until she died. And then when she died, I come home.
Mm-hmm.
And then when her husband, he had done already dead, and my mother was just living with her. Well, she had nobody to live with her.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Ellen wanted to come and live with me, said I'd treat her right. Now, she's an old timer, and she come from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
She never seen her daddy and mammy no more after she was a little baby, a little girl.
How was that?
She didn't know good about that time.
And what happened?
They brought her from Mississippi here and never did care about Sim.
Who brought her here?
Oh, my old master's son married a girl here and brought her here.
Mm.
Yeah. And she never seen her mammy no more. She'd told her so many times. She's sitting on the floor crying. Didn't want to go, you know. And they hooked her and told her to hush. You're going, we don't want you. And they give her to that girl that married.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought her all the way, and that tall white girl hooked her on the road. Miss Ellen, we called her Miss Ellen, that was my sister-in-law, but we called her Miss Ellen. Hooked her on the road. She'd never seen no goats. She'd seen sheep, but never seen a goat.
Mm-hmm.
And they had her sitting down in the surrey in the bar on the down there, and there's up on the seat. And if she stopped to look, you know, she told her, "What you looking at?" She said, "What is them things?" And Miss Akers told her, "Don't you ask me no more." Well, she forgot it. She said, like a child is. She come on, wait a long time. Sees another bun. And she's there looking at us. That woman hit her so hard on her head, said, "My head hurt me all that evening and all night." Mm. She hit me so hard, so I don't know what she hit me with. Said, I cried and said, she made me hush, and I just had to sit there and just draw them and just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said when they got to the place where that they was to get out at, they put her in a room by herself. Nobody in there that night but her.
How old was she?
She be just about being my 7 years old, going mm-hmm. on eight.
Mm-hmm.
And she stayed in that room by herself. There was the house was big,
mm-hmm.
and they put her in a room by herself, and she had to stay in there by herself all night. She said, "I couldn't sleep, I was so scared."
Mm-hmm.
Said, "Never been used to it."
Mm-hmm.
And she never did see her mammy no more.